Here are three real headlines to start off today's show. One, the nation of India is still struggling to contain a new wave of coronavirus cases. This is the world's largest democracy. It has the world's second largest population with more than 1.3 billion people, and the number of new positive tests it recorded on Thursday alone was more than 412,000. That is a national and international record of new cases. The nation has also recorded a record daily number of deaths related to the disease, with almost 4,000 on Thursday. Help in the form of medical supplies has flowed in from around the world, but India's government says it's had trouble transporting those supplies around the country. Second headline, Japan is extending its state of emergency with regard to COVID with less than 3 months to go before the Olympics begin. It's only seen a small fraction of the new cases that India has, but the state of emergency, which will last through the end of this month, is intended to reduce the virus's spread and help hospitals get a better handle on it. There are restrictions on some of the nation's restaurants. Certain businesses are being asked but not required to close. Fans are not allowed to attend sports events. Japan's government, like many others, is trying to balance COVID-related restrictions with the desire not to cause more economic problems. Third, the number of new COVID cases and deaths blamed on the virus continues to decrease in the United States. For the past week, America has recorded fewer than 47,000 positive tests per day on average. The daily number of cases hasn't been that low since last October, and it's declined by more than 80% since new infections peaked in January. Medical experts have said vaccinations and natural immunity in people who've been exposed to the disease are both playing a part in reducing America's cases.